it is a commandment of our faith, right, to think of others before self. And we like to think that we do that, and many times we do. But like I said, given certain circumstances and certain opportunities, even the best of us will select self-interest over that. So part of the progressive agenda was and continues to be this understanding that human beings are perfectible, and human society is not only improvable but is perfectible through social, political, psychological effort on the part of human beings. And it is a part of the modern mentality that we encounter in the political arena. And in order then to move away from or to distance from this constitution, which does limit the authority, then there's been a very long-standing effort to mitigate the influence of that way of thinking, which, by the way, as you know, happens to be a Christian way of thinking, that human beings are fallen. Yes?
Didn't the serpent say that? Ask Eve back in the garden? So you want to be God, and that seems to be the same thing that's promulgated now. So you want to have a perfect society, or you want to perfect man. Well, here's all you got to do. Well, it seems to be there's a parallel line, a connected line.
Well, as the scripture does say, you know, there's no new thing under the sun. I don't think that there's any way of thinking or any circumstances, in a sense, that haven't come up in other times and other places, and many of them recorded in scripture. okay, so let's spend a little more time looking at the founder's idea. I can quote a longer, can read a longer quote from Federalist 51, which I admit is not the Constitution, okay? It was written by people that were promoting and attempting to provide reasons and reasonable ways of thinking about why the Constitution should be adopted. Patrick.
Where is this publication, Federalist 51?
Well, you'll find anywhere online, public libraries. You look up the Federalist Papers. It's also interesting if you look up what's called the Anti-Federalists. It was argued quite thoroughly, and there's some terribly interesting things. And quite frankly, as someone with my background, I find I have a lot of things about the Anti-Federalists that I resonate with also.
Yeah, I've seen it before.
But this is, it gets to be too big a subject at this point. here's what James Madison wrote. In order to lay a due foundation for that separate and distinct exercise of the different powers of government, which to a certain extent is admitted on all hands to be essential to the preservation of liberty, it is evident that each department should have a will of its own, and consequently should be so constituted that the members of each should have as little agency as possible in the appointment of the members of the others. It may be a reflection on human nature that such devices should be necessary to control the abuses of government. But what is government itself but the greatest of all reflections on human nature? If men were angels, no government would be necessary. If angels were to govern men, neither external nor internal controls on government would be necessary. In framing a government which is to be administered by men over men, the great difficulty lies in this. We must first enable the government to control the governed, and in the next place, oblige it to control itself. A dependence on the people is, no doubt, the primary control on the government. But experience has taught mankind the necessity of auxiliary precautions. This policy of supplying by opposite and rival interest within the government itself, the defect of better motives might be traced through the whole system of human affairs, private as well as public. So he's saying that in situations and circumstances where the governors may not have the goodwill and the good interest of others at heart, the a fact that they will not be able to exercise tyrannical control will supply for the lack of their goodwill towards the populace. Obviously, these things can be circumvented, which we could also spend a lot of time talking about. So one of the, turning now to the Constitution itself, what he's talking about are those three branches of government, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial, which in the American conception are conceived as separate powers. In fact, in another one of the Federalist Papers, the subject is addressed that no man may sit in judgment in his own affairs, meaning judgment in the sense of to be the judge. If I am the judge and you come against me at law, but I'm the one who gets to decide whether you're right or I'm right, guess what?
You're right.
I'm sorry. I think I'm right. Because as Scripture says, every man's way seems right in his own eyes. And so, in one of the Federalist Papers, this subject is taken up. For that reason, an independent judiciary is extremely important to American liberty, to human liberty. When the judges are not to judge by law, but by personality, then we're in trouble, you see. Just as if the executive is to govern by force of personality rather than by law, we're in trouble. You see? Well, okay, guess what, people? We're in trouble. But we're trying to find our way out of trouble. All right, so the particular place where, you know, the Constitution deals with these primary three branches of government. Once again, it's like Civics 101. The Bill of Rights is where things were brought in, actually, from the Anti-Federalists, the ones who said, you know, what you guys have written is a great document, but we don't like it. It has some problems, or it has the potential to be abused, even as brilliant as it is, and as brilliant as you're talking about it, it still has some problems. And as a result, then, these various things that became known as the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, was adopted at essentially the same time in the process of adopting the Constitution. I mean, technically, it was right after, but it was essentially the same time. And in fact, several of the states insisted that their approval of the new Constitution was tentative. What's the word?
Contingent.
Thank you. Upon this Bill of Rights being adopted. So the First Amendment, or the First Amendment of what we call the Bill of Rights, reads like this: Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. This is actually tremendous. The things that are mentioned here are tremendous. And as an Orthodox Christian reading this and sharing the view that human nature is fallen and that even the best of us cannot be trusted completely with absolute authority, season this something that goes a long ways towards helping to secure liberty.